Jason PJ.
Zidim's Jason PJ podcast. Zidim.
Well, hello and welcome to tonight's podcast, brought to you by the crew at MyRepublic. We've got intern Deviant in here and producer Alex as well.
Hello.
We've got tomorrow off, guys. I put in for holidays.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I like the way this works out because you have to put in for annual leave and then Ross Boss forgets to hit up the rest of us. Oh. So I just come in for a couple of hours in the morning and
I haven't put in my leave.
No.
Well, lucky you're not saying it on a recorded segment.
No. Oh, he doesn't listen to this.
Nah. No, but I'm
he barely listens to
her.
You 100% would as well.
So that wraps up a short week for us.
You've still got a holiday from last year. You didn't put leave.
Anyway, I am going off on
a whole week as well.
I am going off on a stag weekend this weekend to the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Is there any?
Just come on. Remember your age and be safe.
Take your time.
Here we go. Yes, Deviant.
Are you still fired up about your mother-in-law using the car? Well, your car?
Oh,
what?
Fuck, how's this? So I text Lou
earlier. She's the Ferrari, does she? No.
Yeah, I borrowed PJ's car.
Yeah. Oh, don't you dare. I want to clear this up once
for all.
No, it's all
good. Charles the Schaefer was having a day off. No, so like Lou's mum staying with us at the moment. And Lou was like, hey, I might pick you up from work tonight. She texts me earlier and she goes, oh, mum's still at the shop. She hasn't come home yet. I don't know if I'm coming to get you. And I replied and said, how'd your mum get to the shops? And rather than answering the question, Lou sent a message back going, can't wait for you to come home, babe. And I'm like, she's avoiding the question.
Division.
Wendy's out there driving the fucking car.
But, okay, is it technically your car? I mean, you guys are married, isn't it?
Like,
when you're married, you share everything.
Who uses it more?
Who uses it more? Exactly.
No, but it's 50-50. And I love Wendy, my mother-in-law, but her car looks like it's just, like, it looks like she's just outrun the cops. Like, she's not the best driver. And what I'm scared of. Like, is she even insured?
When you go for drives on the weekend, who drives?
I do.
Okay, yeah, it's your car.
Thank you.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything, does
it?
Yes,
it does.
Yeah, 100%. Pretty much does. Yeah. Oh, PJ's concerned. No, it doesn't mean your chauffeur owns your car just because he drives on the weekend.
I do not have a chauffeur nor a Ferrari.
You still own it.
I drive a very modest Toyota Corolla.
You still own it, mate. It just doesn't matter if he drives
your car. And I don't know who Charles is.
But I'd like to meet him.
On that note, we do have a bit of a...
Because it sounds like you drive me around on the weekend.
We have a bit of a dating theme in the show, don't we?
Oh, she's wrapping us up. Yes, coming up. Yeah, mate, we're getting to your segment. We'll hook it, don't worry. Coming up, PJ goes deaf dating yet again. This is where we make her wear noise-cancelling headphones, and she has to read the lips. Not just read their lips and work out what they're saying.
Also, I want to clear up something I said in the show, and I'm feeling bad about it. I think I said it's good to hold on to your pee. I don't think it's...
No.
It's not.
No, that's bad.
Yeah. Very bad for advice. You.
Were you getting worried about saying that?
Did
someone text in and say...
Oh, no, it can cause maybe kidney disease or something.
Did you look it up?
Kidney failure.
Kidney failure.
And your bladder could explode.
She holds on to this, mate. Like, you haven't experienced it yet, intern Deviant, but she will...
I have a conscience, guys.
Yeah, so... Which is great, because it's good to have balance on the team, you know? So she'll ring me or text me at 10 o'clock at night and be like, hey, you know, earlier when I said this, I didn't mean it.
Guys.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
I rang Jace last night at 9:40, and guess what?
He was asleep.
No, he picked up. He was awake.
What?
Guys, I'm not 90.
Well, what time do you normally go to bed at?
9:30.
Do you?
9:30. I'll go lay in bed and watch a bit of TV.
Yeah, but no, that's fair. He's up at like 4 o'clock
True.
With the kids.
Nah, 5:30.
Oh, okay, but even
he
still.
Comes in and he's like, "Oh, I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning." And he's like,
"Yeah,
got up at 6:30.
Coffee number 5.
Guys, I've had like 12 coffees today. I've been up all night. Didn't get a wink.
Here you go. You guys all done? Don't know. You're laughing at Shackles. You're not even home by then.
I dropped the C-bomb.
Oh, yeah. Alex dropped the C-bomb accidentally.
You didn't mean to.
You'll hear that.
That's pretty clear.
So just quickly, any rules for this weekend?
Just
come back alive.
Just come back alive.
Come
I don't
you guys talk it up. Way like social ban? Should I do a social ban?
After
3 in the other.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So actually,
it's just a couple of lads having a few
beers.
Let's
just make it when you leave New Zealand's waters.
Done.
You don't post until you get back.
God, imagine if this happened to you. You'd be freaking out. What's my social audience going to think?
What am I going to do overseas?
They'll think I'm dead.
Can you guys...
I haven't run a competition on my social for 2 days to win a free juice.
I run less than what I used to.
They're going to wonder where I am.
Go.
Like this top, you can win it. Comment below.
All right,
use my code word PJ and you'll get a 30% discount.
Ooh, happy Thursday, I'm knitting beanies. Who wants one? Tag a friend.
I better shut my mouth. I'm actually getting some free stuff off PJ next week.
What are you doing?
Thanks to her Instagram.
What, followers?
We'll tell you next week what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
You'll hate it and you'll hate us.
You will hate it and everything about it, and we will be the worst person.
We will be worst people.
Oh, better not be a detox. You'll and then PJ will time in too as well. She'll be like, oh, you know, happy Tuesday. You ever think about detoxing?
Can't wait for her to time in.
All right, Gramps. Let's get into it.
You had a bit of sass about you today, don't you?
I love it. It's so good.
This is good. We knew it would happen.
Here we go.
Taken 2.5 years, but, you know, worth the wait. All right, well, look, enjoy, everybody. What are you doing for the weekend?
Oh, well, I'm working tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm doing the radio show tomorrow.
Yep. You're not on air. Are you on air throwing
on
the
air,
replay
yeah.
bits?
Yep. So enjoy, everyone.
And what are you doing for the weekend?
Just going back to Hamilton, having a chill weekend.
Quiet weekend.
Yep.
You got any dates?
Nah. To be honest, I have hit up a few people. But
you know
no takers.
You know what he did yesterday?
No, I'll do one. What did he do yesterday?
He set up his Grindr account. And I was like, why are you doing that? He's like, need some stories for the radio.
Good boy. Good boy.
Oh,
good
no.
boy. How's this? I walked through the phone room today at like 3:30. Lucy from promotions is in here because she's bored. And I walk past and she's got Intern Deviant's phone and it's just a giant shot on the screen. I'm like, guys, we're in the show. What are you doing? She's like, oh, he's just got me handling his Grindr.
Yeah, it was a giant as well.
Okay.
I'm going to message him later on.
Okay, he's up. He's up. As long as it's for the show. Okay, all right. Enjoy the podcast, everyone. Remember, give him a sign of consent form to talk about it. I'm going to stop.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Just before we get into the show, I think you have an apology to make.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how.
His contact details are there. Have you rung him?
Are they?
The contact details are there. You could have rung him and said sorry.
I apologised at the time, but I need to follow up with a proper apology, don't I?
I came home last night and I told Lou what happened. She's like, only PJ. Every time. Nothing normal happens to that girl.
What happened to me? So, why do these things happen?
After the show last night, we did a little team dinner and meeting where we tried to justify our jobs by coming up with ideas.
So can we claim back that food?
Yeah. So we were like, hey, let's get some food in and we'll have a little show meeting. So because you're on your veggie craze at the moment, Intern Deviant Davo and I went and got some Thai on Uber Eats, and you got Uber Eats.
Alex and I, we got like vegetarian burgers. No, they were really good actually.
They sound delicious.
They were yum.
Now, when my Uber Eats driver, which is, look, if you haven't used Uber Eats, it's pretty much a delivery service online.
Yeah.
You log onto the app, boom, I'll take that. Anyway, my app went off and said, hey, my delivery driver's out the front. Page, you came down with me.
I was like, oh, well, mine's about 4 minutes away. I'll just wait an extra couple of minutes.
When I received the food outside work, I saw a look of panic on your face. You looked down and what did you discover?
I discovered that the address that was entered was actually my home address, not my work address, which is about 10 minutes away.
Only you. And then the best bit was watching you try and coach the guy to bring it to work instead of your house. And you play the victim really well. Hello, I'm so sorry.
I did. I meant the sorry.
I'm so sorry. Look, I've put the wrong address. Do you mind coming here? I can send you the address. I can send you a map. I walked off to eat my meal. I was just watching you in your state of panic. What I was surprised at is how much longer you were downstairs.
And the reason for that is I was waiting and waiting for the right car. And I was like, it's weird. Why is the number plate not listed on here?
And what a nice guy. Actually saying, you know what? It's fine. I don't get anything extra. I'll drive it from your house, which is 10 minutes away, to your workplace after your mistake.
So you can actually follow them on the map. And I'm like, hang on, this is weird. He's like in some back streets. I can't quite decipher this. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, see a bike come around the corner. with what looked like a little carry basket on the front. And I was like, what? No, surely not. So I kept looking, and then I saw him stop outside the building. So he literally had to bike his little pants off from the other side.
What?
No, he had to bike his little... Is that not a saying?
I don't think it is. It sounds like you did something to him. I'm quite
He had to bike his little pants off.
Right, okay.
Still doesn't make sense.
No, it's fine. I got you.
And I was like, oh, you're on a bike.
Poor guy, I just want to go out and deliver some meals and make $10. Instead, you had him doing the Tour
he
de
did
France.
A triathlon.
Yeah, it was the Tour de France just to get your bloody vegetarian burger to you.
I'm so sorry.
Like, and he looked wrecked.
Oh, he was sweating. He was puffing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're listening right now.
If it wasn't raining today, I would have got a bike and made you do. And
do
made
the
you do
show
the ride.
On the cycle.
It made you do the ride. I'll shout dinner, but you got to go and get it from your place.
That'd be fair, to be
get
fair.
Get riding.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, I might take my socks off, actually.
Don't do that.
I'll get chilblains.
Got her going. We'll just spark the old fire in the corner of the studio to try and warm up this afternoon. She is damn cold. Damn cold.
I got a bit of anxiety last night as I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw an article which said, this is the age you're too old to go clubbing.
Right,
and I was like,
go.
Gulp. Am I too old yet? I've been partying it up quite a bit lately.
You're mid-20s.
No, I'm late 20s now. Nearly 27.
Oh, God. Right, okay.
So anyway. The study would reveal the age most people find it unacceptable to go out to nightclubs. What do you think it is?
45.
Are you saying that just to give yourself a bit of time?
I'm going on this weekend I'm going on a stag weekend on the Gold Coast.
I'm so worried. Please come back in one piece.
Yeah, calm down.
You don't have producer Alex to look out for you. You don't have me to take care of you.
It'll be fine.
Oh, I'm worried. Anyway.
But yeah, like us lads will go out and hit the clubs.
So you think 45?
Okay, so wait, and what age do I think is too much?
Yeah.
I think.
It's unacceptable to go out to nightclubs.
I think 40. What are they saying?
37.
37.
Yeah.
Really?
What's your next birthday?
Oh, don't be smart.
No.
I'm 35, right? Don't be smart. Okay. When do they say?
The study found that 37 years old is the age most people find unacceptable to go out to nightclubs. It also found that 31 was the age most people started to prefer staying at home as opposed to going out.
I hate that. What is it? Even my wife and I have this chat. Lou's like, babe, we're too old to be going out. We're dinner people now. I'm like, I don't want to be dinner. I want to be drinks.
You're going to be the unacceptable 37-year-old. what else did they find?
Is it because, like, well, okay, no, say if you go out now, right?
Yeah.
Or, okay, like, go back a few years when you're, like, 22.
I've got no responsibilities right now.
No, but if you're, like, a 21-year-old, 22-year-old on a dance floor and you looked around, there's a bunch of 40-year-olds trying to dance with you, are you saying that'd be weird? Just going to turn down that fire. That's quite intense.
Yeah, she's on full bore, mate. Yeah. It's circumstantial. I really think it is. But they say 37 because at that age, you're unable to face the hangovers. You can't be bothered dressing up and also sorting out babysitters.
I'll give you that. The hangovers. When you hit 30, all the Powerade in the world won't help you. I'll tell you that right
you're
now.
You're one step closer to sounding like back in my day, son.
Oh, shut up. I would like to know. I'll tell you what. I'd like to know, are you 35 or over 35 and still clubbing?
In the club.
Yeah, are you over 35 and still in the club?
And actually, you can nominate someone as well if you're too embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. If Uncle Steve's rocking 62 and he's still going out on a Friday.
Oh, the older the better. What? Oh, no.
You mean for the topic?
Yes, for the topic, Jason.
Right, I thought you just turned your filter off and you're in the corner going, oh, the older the better.
The Jason PJ podcast.
It's generally accepted that 37 is too old to go to the club. And we're not being ageist, we're just stating the facts.
Got it. You know what they should do? They should do, like, early entry discount. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, early entry discount. If you go out at 9, you get in half price.
Oh, yeah. What, if you're over 35?
Yeah. Right. I remember when... Don't worry.
What?
No. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Terry.
Oh, I hear it now.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. No, it's just Terry. I was going to bring up last time we're in the Tron. We did a spa afternoon delight. It was a big afternoon. And then, like, I'm like, are we all going, like, out to the club? And PJ goes, yeah, in 4 hours. I'm like, what am I going to do for 4 hours? What do you do?
Smash some coffees, mate.
Terry, is it true you go out clubbing? You're over 35 and it's not even your fault.
Yeah.
What's the go?
My daughter, she's 20 and she drags me along. She says it's dumb if I don't go.
See, that's cool. She's like, Mum, you're not old. Yeah, get out there and live.
Yeah, you must be...
And if somebody talks to her, she's like, get away from my mum.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so cute. You must be super hip and cool.
And my auntie's 45 and we go clubbing in Wellington like twice a year.
I would have dropped.
All the time.
Between us.
It's fun. I enjoy it still. Right. So
just drop the twice a year thing. You know what I mean?
Like we want to go to the club.
Yeah, we go to the club.
Twice
all the time.
A year.
Yeah. Oh, coming up to July. You know what we're doing.
All right. We've got Amanda. Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
We're good, mate. We're good. You're over 35 and you're still in the club?
Yeah. I'm 39. And I just love going out and having a good time and getting into the music and why not? It's so much fun.
Why not?
Who do you go out with? Like, you got a bunch of friends that go with you?
I do have a couple of friends, but last year my mum and I went to Auckland and we went to the Sky City Plaza and all that.
How old's your mum?
She's 70.
Good.
70.
And your mum and your mum's into club too.
Yeah, and we were rocking it and we're having such a good time. And this was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
We were still like rocking it out and it was a good time.
Is she single? Because at the moment I'm imagining a 70-year-old grinding up against some other dude at the bar.
No. She's got a partner and everything, but we're having a good girls' weekend. And
good for you. Fun. You know what? There shouldn't be an age limit.
Nah, there shouldn't be.
At 70, I'm still going out. We'll be doing a spa afternoon delight.
Are you 70? No.
You're proud of that one, aren't you? You happy? Oh, look at that. She's getting a coat. She's going home. She's done. She knows she's hit a peak.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Pack your bags. It's ZM's World Tour.
Konnichiwa, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Konnichiwa.
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 You're saying kind of funny.
Konnichiwa.
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 Okay,
don't get me excited.
Sorry. Jace doesn't know any other Japanese. He was like, Peach, what's some Japanese? I was like, Konnichiwa. And I didn't know what context he was going to use it in. I didn't know you were going to say it on repeat.
Well, it's hello. Like, I'm not winding it into a conversation. What have you konnichiwa'd lately? You know what I mean? It's like, at least I've used it where it's supposed to be used. My bad. I'll learn more for next time we play. Hey, have you ever been to Tokyo before?
I have not.
Oh, mate, I've heard all good things. I've never been myself.
Yeah,
apparently,
me too.
It's amazing. Justin Bieber, live in concert. We gave away Katy Perry this time yesterday. So hopefully, fingers crossed, you are off to Tokyo. Rules are simple. All you have to do is tell us the winning seat on board the plane.
Is it 23B?
23B.
See, for me,
what do you think?
I'd start going economy. Like, there's been a couple of wins up the front.
This is premium economy.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean...
Yeah. I'm a little anxious.
I mean economy,
it's not
mate.
A bad guess. It's not a bad guess.
I mean economy when, you know, I normally get stuck with the kids, not your little premium economy.
I don't fly premium economy. I wish I did.
So, Ashley, sorry, what's the number again?
23B, please.
23B. All right. It hasn't been guessed.
That's always a good start. And just a reminder, we've got the seating map online, ZM Online, to have a look. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sorry, the flight has already departed.
Sorry, Ash.
No worries. Thank you very much.
No worries. It's thanks to our mates at Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We are getting you home. We're doing it thanks to our mates at Mobile.
And, what were you going to say? I thought we were in sync after 3 years, but obviously not.
All good.
No, what were you going to say?
No, it's all good. Just going to.
No, please go. Right. I really want you to finish what you were going to say.
It's fine.
You can call us anytime, 0800 ZM, and I'd love to hear from you right now on the phones. What?
I was just Justin Bieber after 5.
Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber after 5. You could be going to see him in Tokyo. Yeah. What couldn't you enjoy because you had to hold on? You can text as well, 9696.
Yeah. So, Wannon, you're talking like, what couldn't you enjoy because you need to go to the bathroom?
Correct. And you were like, I've got to hold on. just because.
Yeah, right.
This happened to me this morning, and I know it sounds like you and I often go and get a massage. To
no,
be honest,
don't do that. Oh, no, no, no.
Separately.
Don't do that.
Separately.
No, but don't make out. I'm off getting a massage.
In Bali, you got them all the time.
That was on a holiday, mate. Normally, I've got two screaming kids and a bloody daycare drop-off. You're out getting your nails done, and pedicure, medicure, okay, well, fedicure, whatever you do to your body.
On the occasion, I get a massage. And
well, the masseuse is living in-house. You might as well use them.
No, they're not.
Hello, Charlie. Hello, Polly. Do you need a massage? Thank you.
There's this place not too far from where I live, and there's a deal on at the moment where it's like you get a hot stone massage for a pretty good deal.
Right.
Anyway.
Your 100th visit free. Oh, and look what she's up to.
No. Anyway, I get in. I'm lying down.
Good one. Yep.
And about 20 minutes into it, it dawns on me that I really need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, don't stop a massage.
You can't.
No, 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 no. And if, especially if it's the hot stone, they've heated up the rocks.
Exactly.
You can't go, hey, can you nuke these in a minute? I'm just going to go and pee.
Just going to pop out for
yeah,
a sec.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, don't think about it, don't think about it. And then the lady actually asked me to turn over and she places one of the hot stone rocks on my bladder. And then puts my hand over it and then puts another one up by my belly button. And I'm like, okay, before I could pretend that I didn't need to go, now I really, really need to go.
Did you get up?
No.
You held out.
I held out. And, yeah, it was good, but it would have been so much better if I'd just gone, got it over and done with, and come back.
It's going to be awkward when you rock up for your 101st massage and they've got plastic over the table. Oh, look who's back.
Has this ever happened to you where you couldn't enjoy something properly because you had to hold on?
Maybe your wedding. Maybe you're.
Well, that's quite extreme.
Well, well, you're in court. Whatever. It, well,
oh,
not, that,
yeah. Not that that's always.
I don't
enjoyable.
Know if you want to enjoy going to court, but you know. Oh, you get the idea.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Paige couldn't enjoy a massage this morning. Typical day. Because she needed to
no,
go to the bathroom.
It was a one off.
I thought of one. Last yeah. weekend, I took my little boy Felix to see the Minions movie.
Yeah.
Despicable Me.
Yeah.
And I held on and I couldn't enjoy the movie. I was concentrating so much on holding on.
Yeah.
Just because, like, to go to the toilet during a movie with a kid, it's like you got to get him up.
Oh,
you got to drag it. It's just like, I'm just going to sit.
It's just easier this way, but you can't fully.
Just going to sit here in pain. I'm going to sit here in pain.
Apparently, it's good for you.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Apparently, it's not good for you.
A radio station overseas, this is years ago, did this competition where you had to hold in your pee.
Oh, that's right.
And people died. So don't be telling
me. No, that's because they drank too much water. But apparently, if.
Yeah, but like, you shouldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's bad for you, mate.
I thought it was good for the muscles. All right, let's go to Kirsty.
Stop giving out medical advice, mate.
Who's Kirsty?
Hello.
Hello, you had a similar situation to Jace at the Minions.
So I went to a cinema screening of Mad Max when it first came out.
Right.
And I was really needing to pee early on. Obviously, drank my drink a little bit too quick. Oops. And I got right through towards the end and I thought, no, it's okay. I'll quickly dart off. It looks like nothing's really going on at the moment. I went to the toilet. I came back and end credits playing.
Oh,
you missed the best part of the film.
Bad timing. You know what? They should put a little clock up in the corner at cinemas. Like there's 8 minutes left of the movie. You're like, I can get a pee and come back for the cliffhanger.
Pete, what about you? What couldn't you fully enjoy?
So I was on a like a scenic helicopter flight. Pretty much as soon as I got on, I desperately needed the loo. And I just... couldn't enjoy it.
Do they not have any toilets on a helicopter?
Oh, God. Pete, you want to take this one, mate? Jesus.
I was strapped in the whole journey.
Yeah.
What about long helicopter flights?
Like, how long? Well, people aren't doing 14 hours to Bangkok on a chopper, mate.
No, you could fly to the South Island, couldn't you?
Yeah, no.
Maybe not.
I can tell you what, if you go up in a chopper, I don't want to be underneath it. Now that we know your plan, if you need to go. Seriously. Oh, it's clearing its throat.
Sindra's like, all right, wrap it up, guys.
I'm ready, guys. Guys, I'm hanging on hold with my story.
Sindra, what happened with you?
Sorry. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate to this, but you know when you're really comfortable in bed and it's cold outside and you'd just rather hold it on than get out of bed?
It's a nightly struggle.
Oh, God. Yep. You two sound like you're one step away from adult diapers. Jesus.
Yeah, well, I have about that before too. Like, that would be really handy to have.
I honestly don't think I could go. Like, if we're wearing one, like, if we're wearing one
diapers,
yeah, and like you were just like, just
let's
go.
Do it on the air.
No,
let's wear diapers. No. Let's do a diaper show.
No. I've still Alex? Got adult diapers at home. No. From the last time you
let's
guys
do
wore
it.
Diapers.
You'll have to be in them again one day.
Oh, shut up. That's enough of the age gags. I just heard that.
Oh, I will do.
Did we buy them last year because we were going to do that?
Yeah, well, just in case, if you had to.
Just in case for me? Or just...
It was just an option. If you didn't want to go to the toilet together, you just do it there and then.
Yeah,
but then
right.
You realise you'd have to deal with each other's mess.
Yeah, right. We're not doing that. That's rock bottom. Look at you. You're like, guys, I've come up with an idea. I've come up with an
I'll
idea.
I'll give them to you because you might need them for the bucks this weekend.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Actually, two songs away that date is. Two songs.
Right now, though, if you ever need any advice with anything, we've got the man to call. His name is Aussie Paul. He's Jace's dad, and we give him a call every week.
Here we go.
Hello.
G'day, Dad.
G'day, mate. I'm chewing on a biggie.
Can we just a little bit of professionalism?
Hey, Paul.
Hi, PJ. How you going?
Can you stop eating?
I have now. I just swallowed it.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
You would not believe it.
I would not.
We've got more questions.
Please.
Before we get to questions, what's going down the caravan park, Savo, Dad?
Not much. I've just been fishing and caught nothing. It's a bit windy today. It's not nice, but it's very warm.
Pouring around the country here and it's cold as. Okay. All right, okay. Move on. Anyway. Yeah,
all right, first question this week comes from Sally. She says, hey, Paul, my car needs a service and my dentist says I need a root canal. I can only afford one at the moment. Which one should I get?
Oh, you'd get the car fixed. The teeth will wait.
Oh, No.
You can walk to work.
Get an Uber. Get public transport.
Get someone to pick you up.
Oh, you can do that too. Yeah, get your teeth fixed.
You ever had a root canal, Paul?
Oh,
no.
What?
Dad's teeth aren't great.
What do you mean?
Which one? I've only got four.
Are all the others fakies?
Yeah. I had an accident when I was 14, broke all my front teeth.
Oh, my gosh, Paul, I never knew that.
Did you fall off a bus?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Fell out of the bus.
You wouldn't even know when you look at you, mate.
No, because I'm beautiful.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's go on to the next question. Like father, like son. All right. This
spot
one,
on, mate. Spot on.
This one is from Harry. He says, Paul, I need your help. What is the optimum temperature to run your heat pump at? It causes fights at our house every night. I need your advice.
What, your aircon?
Yeah. Wow, heat pump aircon.
About 22, 23.
Yeah, I'd say that. That's pretty good for me.
Yeah.
Are you the one who made Jace become an aircon snob?
No, he's an aircon nut. He can't live without it.
The final one is actually a question from me, Paul. I am heading to an engagement party this weekend and I've never really been to one.
This is it?
Yeah. What do I take along?
To an engagement party?
Yeah.
How well do you know the couple?
Related to the couple.
Oh, you don't have to take a present if you're related.
Oh, really?
She should take a partner.
Yeah, that's a good point, mate.
Oh, don't get him started.
Don't go down that road, eh? Don't go down that road. Very good, Jace. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Does it say plus one on the invite?
Oh, okay, guys. Don't you dare team up on me.
No, we'll just ask
it. On the invite. I bet it says plus one.
Yeah, it will, Dad. It will. All right, Dad. We'll let you get back to Bickies and Cheese Arvo at the caravan park.
Yep. I'd just been fishing out in the rocks and it was blowing like buggery. It was terrible.
What do you do in that situation? Do you take, like, an umbrella with you or...?
Why would you take an umbrella? I said, it's blowing, it's not raining.
Oh, yeah, of course. A jacket?
No, it's not cold.
Okay, all right.
No, it's 26 degrees, mate.
All right, Paul, been an honour chatting.
See what I deal with, Dad? See what I deal with?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Anderson, did you, by the way, watch the footy last night?
I fell asleep because I was sick.
You fell asleep. How could you fall asleep in State of Origin, mate?
I was sick.
I'm just going to leave you guys to this.
No, I had
See ya.
Oh, God, he's actually disappointing me. I had the flu.
Oh, I thought you might have had too many beers.
No. All right, we're going to leave you to
That's PJ. That's PJ.
Okay, all right. Bye, Paul.
All right.
Bye.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I think I'm just going to tell you that I found someone and then all this will stop.
No, because I'll ring you and you'll be like, oh, he's here. I'll put him on. Hello, I'm Stephen. Like, it'll just be obvious.
I do a pretty convincing man voice. I'll have you know.
I believe it. So Paige is still single. Another week, still single. We're inspired by...
Let's do like a countdown or anything.
We're inspired by the TV show First Dates. Last week, they said applications are open for the new series. I filled out an application form for you. And then I thought, look, why wait?
Have we heard back yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me know.
Hey.
Just in a... No,
pump
like...
Pump the brakes.
No, I just need to know, like...
Yeah, and
you... I don't want you to know I'm going on and then tell me like a day before.
Pump the brakes.
Okay.
I'll say I'm picking you up I'm picking you up for work today. Why are you dropping me off
you
at a restaurant?
You would do that though.
So, you know how everyone goes blind dating? We thought, yeah, that's been done. So we're trying deaf dating. How this works is we pick some random people off the street, put them face to face with PJ. However, PJ is wearing noise cancelling headphones. Plus we're playing really loud music in your ears, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
So it's almost impossible to hear them. So she has to rely on lip reading. We've got a brand new date for you today, and I think we can all agree this one was smooth.
How's it going? I'm Samuel.
Christian.
Samuel.
Hang on.
Samuel.
Samuel.
Yeah.
Hi, Samuel.
Hi, how's it going?
What are you doing with yourself?
I'm an auditor. Counting.
Country?
Accounting.
Calculations. Accounting.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you get into that?
Well, I just applied for the job and they took me in.
You didn't have a job and they just hired you?
Yeah.
Cool, good for you.
That's how it usually works.
Where'd you study?
Auckland.
Auckland?
Yeah.
Auckland Uni?
Yeah. All right, what'd you get up to on the weekend?
In the weekend?
Yeah, the weekend that just
the
passed.
The weekend that's just been?
Yeah.
That's I went to Hamilton.
You went to Hamilton. What'd you do there?
I ate food. I had a whole pizza, which was fun.
In one night?
What kind of pizza? It was like half vegetarian, half pepperoni.
Did you have pineapple on it?
Did I buy it?
Pineapple.
Buy a couple? Oh, did I buy an apple?
Did you have pineapple on it?
Pineapple.
Yeah, did you have pineapple on your pizza? Why not?
Because it wasn't really a pineapple pizza situation.
Every pizza situation is
I'm
a pineapple.
Not against pineapple on pizzas, but I'm actually a weekday vegetarian, so in the weekends I splurge out on meat.
A weekday vegetarian, part-time?
Pasta. Yeah, I eat quite a bit of pasta vegetarian, which is kind of the thing about it. It's kind of more carbs. I'd like to have higher protein. Anyway, enough about me. Do you have any mates here at work?
Yeah, Brian was my mate.
You work with your partner?
The guy, Brian.
You're in a relationship. What's her name?
His.
Ashley. Oh, this is awkward. Does Ashley know you're here right now?
You didn't hear me correctly. I don't actually have a partner.
You don't have a partner?
No.
Well, who's Ashley?
Huh? Just a friend.
Ashley's a guy.
No, just a friend.
She's 14.
A friend. She's definitely not 14.
Ashley's a friend.
She is not. Yes, she's.
Ashley's
she's
a friend. Friend.
She's a friend. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's
yeah, she's not
that
14.
With
she's
Ashley.
Not 14. Yeah.
She's just a friend you went with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah.
Oh well. It's been so nice to meet you, Brayden.
Samuel.
Samuel.
Yeah.
Samuel.
Samuel.
Samuel. So nice to meet you.
Don't play the celebratory music. There's nothing to celebrate. Oh, and you know what? Like,
good chat.
When you've got the music in your ears, you don't realise how loud you're talking. I'm going to be conscious
of that. What do you mean?
That. I'm going to be conscious of that moving forward. In general life and with headphones on.
The video, yet again, is amazing. And features several other dates as well.
Oh.
We're going to load that up in exactly 1 hour's time. So 6:30, Jason PJ on Facebook. You think listening to it's fun? I'm going to be so disappointed when you get a boyfriend.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Quick around the grounds with the team. In all honesty, who here has photos on their phone or have had photos on their phone that you would be embarrassed by or compromising?
All of us.
I think so.
Yeah, not now. No, not now.
Whatever.
You got to learn to lie better. Were you there during the murder? No, maybe. Yeah, it was. Mate, come on. So all jokes aside, smartphone owners have been warned. A scary new piece of ransomware, they call it, designed to send victims' private photos to all the contacts in their phones, have come out. It's a virus that's going around at the moment called Leaker Locker, right? And basically it hacks your phone,
yeah,
gets embarrassing photos, and then sends you a message, sends a victim a message telling them they have to pay a $65 ransom fee. Otherwise, they will send the photos out to everyone in their contact list. How full on's that?
Oh, I don't want to be an enemy, but you do have to be so careful, don't you?
And then, like the article was saying, it's like you could pay $65, there's still no guarantee.
Mm.
So just, you know, a little bit of a heads up.
You know what? As every day goes past, I do not trust my phone. It is freaking me out, man. Like, I will literally be talking to someone about a certain product bing, ding, ding, it pops up on my phone as an advertisement. And I know there's targeted advertising. And I think it's in my microphone.
And then you proceed to take your tinfoil hat off before you go to bed.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just believe
you realize
this little thing knows more than you think.
Well, you're happy to part with it?
I would love to part with it. Just can't bring myself to part with it.
Only Instagram made a phone.
Oh, mate. So if your phone could speak, it'd be like, look, you know, mate, just put me down every now and then. Give me a break. I'm sick of looking at your head.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Lou and I have been married for several years now.
Congratulations.
Are you congratulating her? For yes, dealing with me.
Absolutely. She is an amazing woman.
She is an amazing woman. And I'm an amazing man. That's why we get along. I see what you're saying. Something happened last night when we were eating dinner. And her reaction, I was like, wow. Like, we've been together for like 14 years. Maybe 12. Above 10. I didn't know.
11.
That this. I don't. It's not the Price is Right. I'm not sure. I didn't know that this causes you that much disgust. We'd just eaten dinner and I was licking my fingers.
And I was like, yeah. No, you lick your fingers really intensely.
And that and sound,
the sound is horrific.
I didn't know that it was that bad.
Oh, I am 100% on side with your wife here. I've never talked to you about it and I've actually meant to bring it up with you a few times.
What is there? This whole little meeting you guys are doing each fortnight?
No, but there's some...
It's the finger licking meeting.
Well, no. I've hit you up about it a couple
of
times.
Yeah, Alex finds it repulsive.
It's very invasive.
Makes me want to swear at you.
Like, yeah, really bad words.
Like, can't even say them on the radio.
It sounded like you swore at me then.
No, I said can't say them on the radio.
Are you sure?
No, it sounded like you were like, makes me want to swear at you on the radio. Blah, just did it. And then you continued. We're going to watch the tape back, mate. You know you did it, didn't you? You know you did it.
Well, that's how I feel about you every time you lick your fingers.
That's what I'd like to say to your... Can't wait to watch that back. Is it that... Like, I didn't know it was that repulsive.
Yeah. I don't get it because you're so hygienic in every other aspect of your life.
But that's me cleaning myself. My fingers are dirty.
Cat, no, if you're a cat. Like, how you clean yourself. If you're a cat, you lick yourself and that's your shower.
No, but my fingers are dirty.
Licking your fingers does not make them clean.
Yeah, well, it's getting off there. What, like, whatever food... It's. I shouldn't do it.
I don't know.
What about?
I don't know if it's just you doing it or if it's other people doing it. But
oh, so it's me. It's me.
You just very very vocal.
Here's a question. What about if it was a silent lick, like if it was a,
and it's, no, it's still it's freaking me out. Unless you're eating wings or ribs.
Right, wings and ribs are okay, but any other food, I'm allowed to lick my fingers.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. Glad. Didn't know there was rules to
this.
It's
also gross when you chew with your mouth open.
Okay, that's enough out of you, mate. You've already dropped the C-bomb and told us where to go. I don't. Let's just go to a song before God knows what else you say. Did you say I eat with my mouth open?
No.
What else? Me.
Right. Alex, thank you.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Jimmy Kimmel, he loves to have a bit of fun and play pranks on the public of America. The latest one is around Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, of course, they've had twins and it hasn't been confirmed exactly what they're called. Now, there's a lot of speculation.
Right.
But he decided to have a bit of fun and sent a reporter out to the street to make up some names and see how people went along with them.
Congratulations on landline and retweets.
You know what a landline is?
Congratulations, Bet-Bet. And Beyonce.
Congratulations, Beyonce, on Megatron and
Glute.
There was cucumber. I think there was maybe an omelette.
People will go with it just to get their mug on the telly.
That's the thing. If you're in that situation, of course you're going to try and sound cool.
We don't actually know the names yet.
There was speculation. Was it Rain in something?
I like Megatron.
Do you?
It's pretty funny.
Please don't call your child Megatron.
I'm not going to call my kid Megatron. Sounds pretty badass at the playground, though.
Oh my God,
Megatron, to the car.
Lou, if you're listening, I'm sure he's just joking. Don't worry.
No, I wouldn't. And I'd make him do the sounds, the Transformer sounds, as he runs through the park. Running towards the car.
That is your survivor. Register now at City One Line for your chance to win big with Jim Visa.
Jason PJ. Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.